Richard Martin's Wake Up Call podcast, presented every Monday and Friday, providing you with the truth and the facts. You decide.
Greetings, everyone. This is Richard Martin with details of your wake-up call on Friday, March the 31st, 2017. And this show is coming to you from Malaysia. Well, that's it. Britain is now officially slated to leave the European Union on the 29th of March, 2019. Not a day too soon, if you ask me. With all the history of that country, all the wars they fought to maintain their independence, in 1973 they signed up perfectly reasonably for a free trade agreement with the European continent, and it was called the Common Market or the European Economic Community, and it gradually morphed into this bureaucratic monster which is run by people, unelected bureaucrats that nobody's ever heard of or wants to hear of, making the most outrageous rules for Britain, which frankly it never signed up for, and the nightmare is now over, gone. The British will be out in exactly 2 years' time. Well, it seems that it's not just in Britain where grand movements are taking place. Many people are suddenly moving away from major US cities. Recently, I mentioned the mass exodus happening out of the state of California, but this is really what is happening as part of a national phenomenon. The populations of some of the largest cities are steadily shrinking, and many experts are completely mystified by the seismic demographic shifts that we are now witnessing. Of course, there are many reasons why people would want to move away from huge cities such as Chicago, Detroit, Baltimore, and Cleveland. For some families, it simply comes down to wanting a better life for their children. But there are others who believe that things are about to take an apocalyptic turn, and they've decided that the big cities will not be a place that you want to be when economic collapse, rioting, looting, civil unrest and crime are all spiraling out of control. According to data just released by the US Census Bureau, Chicago took the prize for the biggest population loss from 2015 to 2016, followed by Detroit and Baltimore. The counties containing Chicago, Detroit, and the independent city of Baltimore were the biggest population losers in the United States from 2015 to 2016, according to data released by the Census Bureau. Cook County, Illinois, where Chicago is the county seat, had the largest population loss of any county in the country from 2015 and 2016. Cook County alone had a domestic migration loss of more than 66,000 people. That's a staggering number of people to lose in a single year. Cleveland and Milwaukee were also very high on the list, and some are pointing out that all these cities are in relatively colder climates and are all struggling economically. So you certainly can't blame people living in these cities for wanting to find somewhere warmer and more economically prosperous to live. But unfortunately, it doesn't go far enough. These people will find no solace in the outlying areas. To be completely safe, they need to leave the country altogether, as do you, my faithful listeners-to-be, hopefully. Tragically, these people will never understand this. We have got to accept that most people will go down with the ship, most likely through the coming nuclear holocaust, but also because their expected financial returns will not be there for them, and they will be caught up in a searing civil war. The conclusions are just frankly too terrible to contemplate. So today I'm going to go into a very great deal of information about the social implications of unemployment. This is an area which is too little covered by the media, but which you should absolutely be aware of. And you will be able to be aware of it by going to the Donate tab on the richardmartinswakeupcall.podbean.com site. Go to the Donate tab and follow the instructions. I am asking for $70 a quarter, and that will be automatically deducted from your cards. And if you really find that too onerous for your budgets, then feel free to reduce it. But $30 is the minimum, ladies and gentlemen. You will receive 2 one-hour shows on Mondays and Fridays, bright and early. And hopefully you will get good value from these shows, and I will be really grateful for your donations if you should decide to move in that direction. So, I wish you all a wonderful weekend, and I will be back. This is Richard Martin, wishing you all the best until Monday. Until then, bye-bye for now.
And there you have it. You decide.